Termites will be the focus of celebration tomorrow night at the 36th Annual Insect Fear Film Festival on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. The event is hosted by the U of I Entomology Department, which is led by May Barenbaum. She spoke with Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman about how she hopes the festival will help correct the many misconceptions people have about termites.
I'm not sure it's even fair to call them misconceptions or misperceptions. It's more of a lack of knowledge of anything other than the fact that they eat wood.
Okay, so what more can you tell us about them?
Well, they do eat wood, and of course they eat structures made by humans out of wood. They cause globally billions of dollars worth of damage and create a lot of resentment. But in fairness, there's close to 3,000 species. Not all of them eat wood. In fact, the so-called lower termites tend to be wood eaters, but higher termites eat all kinds of things. There are termites that eat grasses. There are termites that raise their own food. They cultivate particular types of fungi that are found nowhere else in the world except in termite nests, and they eat the fungus, so they're mushroom eaters. There are dung feeders. Not very glamorous, but it's important in terms of how ecosystems function.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about that? What is the role that they play in ecosystems around the world?
Well, they're both construction engineers and deconstruction engineers because they do build massive structures. Some termite mounds in Africa can be upwards of 30 feet high and house millions of individuals. They're so good, actually, at structural engineering that humans have taken a lead from some termite mound design features in order to passively heat and cool buildings. There's some examples in Africa using the termite bow plan or construction plan to figure out how to save energy. They also break apart things. So they're really, really important in terms of nutrient turnover in forests. A lot of them are soil diggers, and that's important too for sort of refreshing the mineral resources that are locked up underground. And apparently, throughout the animal world, they're regarded as delicious. So many different animals eat termites, including many human cultures.
Ooh.
One challenge with eating insects is they're very small morsels, very little reward for every individual effort, but it's a banquet if you can get into a termite colony.
Have you ever tasted one?
I'm actually a vegetarian. I've never even eaten an insect. I've been a vegetarian since 1977, so I talk a good game. But
can you tell us a little bit about the feature film this year, Alien Apocalypse?
Okay, this is a 1995 film starring Bruce Campbell, and he stars in the movie as an astronaut physician who has spent many years in cybersleep. And when he returns with his fellow astronauts to Earth, he discovers the planet's been taken over by alien termites who have enslaved humans in order to have them harvest the planet's wood supply because the termites have exhausted their alien wood supply on their home planet.
So that movie is rated TV-14 for moderate violence, but we should also point out this is a kid-friendly event as well. There will be short films geared towards kids as well as a live insect petting zoo and exotic insect displays. So I wanted to ask you, May, why do you feel it's important to get kids interested in insects at a young age?
Well, that's when the prejudice is set in. A lot of parents are not very good role models. When we have our petting zoo, our sort of Meet the Stars event, the kids, for the most part, are sort of crowding to get to the front of the line to, you know, pet a caterpillar or hold a tarantula, which, by the way, are not insects. And it's their parents that are sort of shrinking back and looking very hesitant about the whole thing. So I think there's a natural curiosity that somehow during the course of childhood gets stamped out. So we're just trying to keep that little spark alive.
This year's Insect Fear Film Festival kicks off at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Fullinger Auditorium in Urbana. You can find more information at our website, willnews.org. It's Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9. I'm Brian Moline. Thanks for joining us.